Okay, today's daf is daf Samach and Maseches Ksubis. I have a lot to do. Today's one of those dafim that we really could spend a number of hours on, as many dafim are, but really daf Samach and Ksubis has a lot of different topics that we'll try to cover and delve into as many as we can. Okay, first we have to finish up yesterday's daf, Nun Tasim Abeis, Umeinika Ezbena. About 10 lines up by the two dots. Umeinika Ezbena. So the Gemara mentioned, the Mishnah mentioned yesterday that there are various malachas that a woman has to do for her husband. Again, the Ritva mentioned that these are even these malachas. Meaning, of course, the basic malachas, Dvarim Shel Chiba, she has to do. But the Ritva adds that even these that seem to be Dvarim Shel Tircha, even those one the woman has to do. That's the Afilu of the Mishnah. But Umeinika Ezbena, nursing her son is one of the malachas as well, as we had mentioned yesterday, the machlokas we shown him about is the dafka son and not sons? What if there are twins? Machlokas, Rambam and the Rif versus the Rush that we mentioned yesterday. Anyway, let's go to today. Let's suggest that our Mishnah is going against Beis Shammai. The Tanya, as it says in the Braisa, the Tosefta, Nadrash Lalahanik as Bina, if a woman makes a neder not to nurse her child, so is that neder chal? So Beis Shammai Omrim Shemedes Dadmi Piv, yep. She should take herself away from the baby's mouth of the Netes Chal. Meaning the only way she'd be able to do that if you assume that she's not Meshubit to her husband to nurse. So Shemedes Dadmi Piv. So that's how you know that the Mishnah is against Beis Shammai. Beisil Omrim Kofel Minikso. No, she has to be forced and she nurses because the Neder is not Chal, it's a Neder against one of her Shibudim. Nisgarsha. Once she gets divorced, though, say in a kofa, so now she's not meshubit to the husband anymore, so that we don't force anymore because there's no more shibudim. She has to nurse the child because the child needs the milk, but not because of a shibud to the husband. Vimhaya makira, but if the child recognizes her and does not nurse from anyone else, so then nosing that's a dangerous situation. Nosing laschara v'kofa minikso b'bliasakana. So therefore, the husband should pay her to make sure that she nurses, and then we force her to nurse the baby. B'asakana? Question mark. Ultimately, this brisa altogether is against Beis Shammai. That's the first being medayik from the first half of the brisa. So the brisa says that the woman's neder would be chal if she makes such a neder. So the Gemara answers no. Afilu tamei Beis Shammai. The Mishnah can even fit according to Beis Shammai in the following case. Hachav mayas kinan can go jenadra he v'kayim lahu. Really, if she just makes a neder, then it's not chal. Beis Shammai would agree to the Mishnah. What's the only case where we somehow fault him if she made the neder and he was mekayin the neder? As we mentioned yesterday, we're going to learn next mesechta coming up is nedarim, so the Baal has the power to be mefer his wife's nedarim. And let's say he didn't. He knew about it and he didn't. So that's somewhat his fault as well. So that's what Beis Shammai holds. Ksavri Beis Shammai, who knows the nesla beishineha. Literally, he put his finger in her teeth, a mashal, a metaphor, to say that it's kind of his fault. So that's why we would not force her. Beisela Savri, no. He knows the nesla beishineha. Right, so she made the nether. So again, it has to do with the lumdus of how do you look at the kiyum of the baal of the nether. Right? Do you say that it's he really is connected to the nether, but really she made the nether. But either way, that's how the Mishnah could even fit according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, well, 1 minute. V'diflaga b'ksuba ba'alma. So if they generally agree, and there's a specific machlokas about his fault, her fault, so why is it such a limited machlokas about Hanukkah? Why is it a general? B'ksuba ba'alma. Why isn't it a regular machlokas about dvarim shel ksuba in general, about shibudim of the wife? V'otanya, and also we have a brisa that says, Beis Shammai omer meina meinika. Beis Shammai says, beferish, that Hanukkah is not one of the malachas that a wife must do to her husband. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Go back to what we said before. The Mishnah is against Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that the nursing is not one of the malachas that the woman is beshubit to her husband, and therefore our Mishnah is going over to the Beis Hillel. No problem. We know that Beis Shammai, Vavakam Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. So therefore, saying the Mishnah is like Beis Hillel is fine. Okay, now we get to today's daf. B'mayim Makira. If the child recognizes her, so then we say that the husband has to supply money in order to make sure that she nurses the baby. So ad kama, so how old do we say that we trust its baby, not just the baby, that we go by the baby's ratzon, that the baby only wants to nurse from a specific mother? So Amar Rava, Amar Birbi, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Shlosha Chadashim, 3 months, 3 months old, Ushmol Amar Shloshim Yom, 30 days, 1 month. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan Chamishim Yom. So three opinions: 30 days, 50 days, or 3 months, 90 days. Amar Rav Simi Bar Abaya Halacha Rav Yitzchak Shamar Mishim Rav Yochanan. Simi Bar Abaya says the halacha is like Rav Yitzchak, the name of Rav Yochanan. That's the third opinion, Chamishim Yom. So says the Gemara. Bishlama Rav Rav Yochanan Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Chorfei. But the Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and I understand. Let's read the pashas of the question, and then we'll see what the Shiluk Betzah says. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and I understand. Kol chad v'chad ki chorfei. They're each. You could understand that a baby who is 3 months, a baby who is 50 days, is a little older, so therefore he can express an opinion, a rutzin, about what mother he wants to nurse from. El Shmuel, Shmuel said 30 days, already a month old, a baby could already tell from a baby's actions? So such a young baby? That's the pashas of the question. The Shidnu Gobetz has asked it a little differently. He quotes that no, the question is as follows. Bishlamai, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, I understand. When you have a machlokas about some type of umdina, some type of estimation of the mitzias, usually the two opinions aren't so far apart. So 30 days of Bishlamai, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, I understand how they could argue. That's 30 to 50. That's not such a big difference. But 30 to 90? 3 months and 3 months and 1 month? That's a huge difference in umdina. You can have a machlokas and mitzias, so that it's such a far difference in between. That's how the Shita reads the question. So either way, that's the question. So the Gemara answers, Ela ki, Ela Shmuel ki agavda mimishkachasla, ki yasa Rami bar Yecheskel, Amar, so when Rami bar Yecheskel said, he said, lo taitzi sinhu, lahani klali dekayel Yehuda achi mishmei de Shmuel. Don't listen to what Yehuda, my brother, said in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel did not say automatically 1 month. Hachi Amar Shmuel, this is what he said, kolzman shebekira. It's all based on the child. Not a specific age. Whatever the child expresses that he or she is interested in a specific mother, so therefore we would go by the baby. Okay, as we continue, the big sugis are coming up. Hahida asalakami de Shmuel, Omar le Lerev Dimi bar Yosef Zilbadka. A woman came in front of Shmuel, wondering if this halacha would apply to her. I mean, this halacha of makira or ina makira. So Rav Dimi said, Zilbatka, go check us. How do you check? So Azal Osva Bidari Dinashi. So he lined up a bunch of women. It's like you go to in the police station, you know, line up which one did it. Right? So you line up a bunch of women. Azal Osva Bidari Dinashi. Vishak Leilabra, and he took her son, Vabakhad Leilayu, and one by one he put the baby in front of each of these mothers, waiting to see if there's gonna be any kind of specific reaction to the mother. So Kimata Lagaba, Havas Kamasvali Apa, all of a sudden he came to the real mother and the baby lifts up his head, he gets all excited. So we think that's something that's gonna reflect that he recognizes her. Kavash Chinoi Laina Mine. So she hides her eyes. She wants to make sure it's true. She turns away to try to look away from the child. Amar Las, Rav Dimi says, what are you doing? Nataf Einech, lift up your eyes, Kum Dari Brich, take your son. I mean, this is obviously a baby that recognizes the mother. So that's the way to do Badika. Suma Minayada, what about a blind baby? If it's all about Re'iyah, so what about the Suma? So Amar Rav Ashi, Berecho Bataima. No, even there's a scent, there's a smell, there's the taste of the milk. There are ways, you know, most babies aren't looking 1 month, 2 months, aren't looking at the mother. Oh, that's my mother, and I'm gonna nurse. Usually it's based on a smell, based on a type of taste, and in that way, that's the way that the baby could detect who the mother is. Period. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So Yonek Tinok, must be because the last day of the darkness, where everybody is. Tana Rabbanan, Yonek Tinok, Vaholech at Eser Rabba Chodesh. Big important topic. How long is a baby allowed to nurse? When do we say it's halachically questionable? Until what age? So the Tanna Kamma says Yonek Tinok Vaholech Ad Esrim Varba Chodesh, 24 months, 2 years. Mikan Ve'elech. After that, Ki Yonek Sheketz. After that, it's like being Yonek something disgusting, like a Sheketz, an abominable item. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. You have 2 years. After 2 years, it's inappropriate. The Shizun Kubetz is again quotes an old Rashi, Madura Kama of Rashi. Where does 2 years come from? 24 months. So he quotes those Savashal Gediba Chalevi Mo. So we're talking about milk. Savashal's Gematrias in the Shizun Kubetz. Savashal's Gematria 732. And if you take 2 years, 2 years plus the day going into the year and out of the year, so 2 years, 360, it's solar year, 365 times 2 is 730, plus the other two, the day going in, the day going out is 732. It's a Rashi in Madura Kama, this is the Book of Betzis. So that's the Remez to 24 months. But after that, after 24 months, so we say ki yonek sheketz, it's inappropriate, it's like being yonek a sheketz. Interesting, Yashiv here quotes from the Rashba elsewhere. that we learned in Maseches Yevamos, in the end of Maseches Yevamos, the iser of when are you allowed to let a cut and do an aveira, when not, when are you allowed to be cause him to do an aveira, when are you allowed to give a child treif. So the Rashba held by Isurei Derabanan, you can even give it to the child directly. Right? You can even give it to the child directly by Isurei Derabanan. So what's going on here? And most of this is going to be an iser Derabanan, as we're going to see. So the Yashav asked, Hisha Harashba, Haba Isur Derabanan, Leke Isur Desafina Biadayim. So what's happening here? Here, what you're not allowed to give a child, let a child nurse from its mother after 2 years. What is that? Moses and Issa Derabanan, as we're going to see. Maybe even less than that. But it was Issa Derabanan. So what's the Isser here? What do you mean, Gionik Shekets? And says the Rabbi Yashiv, even not according to the Rashba. According to the Rashba. What, you're not even being giving them anything. The child's nursing themselves. You're putting the child next to the mother. So the child's not doing anything. Says the Rabbi Yashiv, you know what you see from here? Nursing is a separate type of Isser. The tirtzu dari matzino biyanika hikpidu shayanak mi yisraelis. Nursing is not just a stam other isurim of treif, it's something special. The harei lecha shayanka shlomi ishak sheira, obviously by Moshe Rabbeinu. Mitamteim leiv hatinok. Vachanami balashminu ze mitamteim hatinok vezek yonik shekets. Special din, specialist is Rabbanan. By nursing, it's mitamteim the leiv. We mentioned a number of years ago, beautiful thought from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky about this as well. The Rabbi Yaakov quotes in Parsha Shmos on the Rashi about Moshe Rabbeinu that would not nurse, Moshe the baby, would not nurse from anybody except from his mother. So Rashi quotes, Hechzeros or Mitzrios Harbi Linok, they tried from all the Egyptian women, he wouldn't nurse because Asid Ladaber Imashchina. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Asid Ladaber Imashchina, he's going to talk to the Shechina, so therefore, we don't want him to nurse from a non-Jewish mother. And this Rashi amazingly is quoted in the Ramban Yeridaya. The Ramban Yeridaya in Simin Pei Aleph Siv Zayin. The Ramban quotes this. Now we should try not to have a Jewish baby nursed from an isha non-Yisraelis because you know that's we know it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask Rabbi Yaakov the Pasha Kasha. Rashi says, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to nurse from the non-Jewish mother? Asal Dabar Meshchina. What, every child is going to be Asal Dabar Meshchina? My baby is going to be Asal Dabar Meshchina? My baby's not. My baby hopefully is going to be a Baal Chesed, a Baal Midos. Asal Dabar Meshchina. You have to have that. That's in the Shulchan Aruch? Says Rabbi Yaakov, yes. Because every child, we have to treat as a child with the potential of Asal Dabar Meshchina. Every child, if we don't have that ideal, then forget it. But if you have the ideal of Asal Dabar Meshchina, that's why it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not set for Moshe Rabbeinu. Every little child could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Shuva, that everybody has Bechir Chachas to be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, and as Rosh as Yerav ben Avot. So everybody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu in their own way. So Asal Dabar Meshchina, that's what Rabbi Yaakov says about nursing. So that fits into Rav Yashiv's point, that this is a different type of Issa Derabanan, this is Metamteim Halev, and therefore one has to be extra careful, even if it doesn't fit into the regular parameters of Isurei Derabanan, what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do, but it's enough for this halach. So that is the first shita, that's Rabbi Eliezer's shita, of a baby can nurse up to 24 months, after that, it is inappropriate. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, afilu arba v'chamishan, and no, 4 or 5 years, even a 4 or 5 year old, no matter how old the child gets, he could be able to nurse, and we're more no-tail like this, the halacha, so therefore that's why you never heard of it's 2 years, gotta stop nursing my baby, right? That's not, some children nurse till above two, but again, it depends on the child. Piresh, but even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that even though he says, yeah, 4 or 5 years, once the child stopped nursing, la'achar esrim v'arba chodesh, the chazar kionik shekets. If the child stops after 2 years, after 24 months, and then wants to go back, then it's inappropriate. Once the child stops, Rabbeinu Yonah, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah write that this is only if the child stops and he's healthy. Many times the child does not nurse because they're sick. They don't have it's like we don't have an appetite. Sometimes we don't like to eat. So if the child stops mitoch cholio, that's not considered a piresh here. It's only a piresh if he is healthy. Okay, that's the machlokas, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omar Mar. Mikan ve'elok yonik shekets. So according to Brisa, so it says that after 2 years, it's like yonik shekets, it's eating something treif. Vira minhi, is this really true that the milk of a human, becomes treif at a certain point? Let's see a Brisa. Yachol, yehei chalav mahalchei shtayim tameh, I might have a havamina that the chalav, the milk of a mahalchei shtayim, that's a person, people who walk on two legs. Tamei, I might think that it's tamei, meaning not kosher. Vidinu, or tamei, or real tamei. They would go together. Vidinu, and it would be a kalvachomer. Uma behema shehi kaltabim maga. We're going to go with Rashi's reading. If an animal which has a kula regarding touching it, An animal cannot become tummy when it's alive. It can't. Doesn't matter if an animal touches a dead body. An animal cannot become tummy when it's alive. After an animal dies, then it's nevela. It could be tumas nevela. But when an animal's alive, it can't become tummy. So just like an animal, if by an animal we were lenient in it regarding maga, hechmarta b'chalba, and yet the milk of a non-kosher animal is not kosher, hayosi mena tame tame, adam shechmarta b'mago, and a person who can become tame while they're alive, right, nida, zav, zava, yoledes, eno disha tachma b'chalbo, so surely kal v'chomer, you should say the milk of a human being is tame. If an animal does not have tumas maga when it's alive, and its milk can be tame, so surely a human who can have tumah when it's alive, surely its milk should be tame. Tamalomer, that's why we have a pasuk to tell you not. Esagamol, kimalagira, who? A camel, it is, because it is ma'alagera, so we have a drasha, hu tame v'ein chalon al-chishayim tame al-atar. No, only the camel and its milk is tame, but not the milk of a, not the milk of a human being. So it's a beferish drasha that the milk of a human is kosher. The milk of a human is kosher. The rule of hayotzi mena tame tame does not apply, assuming even that a human is tame, the milk of a human being is tahar. Is there a drabanan? We'll see later. Can you compare tumas and milk? Well, we're saying it's the same. There is a connection between tumah and kashrus. And what does the Torah call non-kosher animals?
Tumah.
Right, tumah. There's a connection, right? Tumah and Ena Tahora.
But the pasuk of the gomel is tumah animal.
Right, the pasuk is tumah animal, but it's talking about, it's also relating to the milk of a camel.
Milk of a camel is also
tumah. Right, yosimana. That's also what the pasuk's referring to. There's no special pasuk. I think in the S, right? You have to look in the Gemara's in Bechoros, where it talks about that rule about Yosef Menatame Tame. So S, I have to figure out what's the makar. There's no beferish makar in the Torah that says the milk of a non-kosher animal, right? It's based on the non-kosherness of the animal itself. If the chalav is tame only if the person is tame, because that's when they're tame. I don't know. I mean, the Gemara, the Meir holds Gdam Necher Venasa Chalav. Right, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, so that's the brisa. Let's finish the brisa, though we're not finished. We're ready up to the kasha, because we just said the milk of a woman becomes, you know, treif after 2 years. This brisa says it's kosher. Or yachal otzias achalav sheinu shava bakol, v'lo otzias adam shu shava bakol. I might have a havamina that fine. Milk it will exclude, because milk is eino shava bakol. Right, milk is not something that is always tame. Rashi says, Shari b'tahara tahar, right? A kosher animal has kosher milk. So milk is something that changes status. So fine milk, you could say, is excluded and it's tahar by a person. But, v'lo otzi is hadam shu sheva bako, but I might think that the blood of a person, right, the issur of eating dam in the Torah, for sure applies to blood of animals. What about the blood of people? Is there an issur d'oraisa? It says dam. It says it a number of times in the Torah, right? So, is there an issur to eat the blood of a human? Is that an issur daraisa? So, I might have thought not to exclude dam. Tamalomar who tam evein dam achish daim tam elatar. The same drasha. Who only the camel, but the milk and the blood of a human being is not usur midaraisa to eat. It's not usur midaraisa to eat. End of the brisa. Let's just finish up. The Yomer of Sheishes afilam is pre-shein bo. There's not even an issur derabanan. Not even a mizudipur, not even a bal nefesh yachmir, not even an issur prisha. So question marks, ask the Gemara, so what's going on here? We originally thought that the chalav was going to be asur after 2 years, and we have a brisa that says mefurish not. The brisa says mefurish that the milk and the blood of a person is kosher. It's kosher. So let's finish first, and then there's what to talk about. Lo kasha. No, it depends. Depends where it is. Ha de parish, ha de lo parish. Are you drinking it straight from the body of the woman, or are you drinking it in a cup after she expressed the milk? Ha de parish, when it's parish, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. If it's in a cup, then it's mutter. Ha de lo parish, so then, right, there's a big question in Yoredeo. What about, is there marisayin? If you have it at the table. If you have it at the, you'll have to give a baby a bottle of breast milk, you know, at a fleshik meal. So there are different questions of the poskim about what kind of shmira one has to have. Is there any marisayin issue? The shach in Yoredeo talks about almonds milk. Milk that comes from almonds. It's parif. Right, so is there any issue of marazayin there? The Taz and the Shach discuss it. Yerodeya, Basar B'chalav. So says the Gemara, it depends if it's separated or not from the woman. If it's separated, it's in a cup, that's mutter. That's not disgusting. Hadalo parish, but if it's still part of the woman, then it's asamidra banan. Asar midrabanan to try to nurse directly from the woman once a person comes of age. V'chilufa v'dam, and just the opposite by blood. Blood also has an issa drabanan, but in the opposite direction. Kidatanya, dam shal gabi akikar, blood on a piece of bread. Let's say you're eating, you have a cut in your mouth, and all of a sudden you take a bite of the bread, and all of a sudden you see blood got on the bread. So now that blood is out of your system. So the halacha is you're not supposed to eat that bread anymore. You're supposed to be gore. You're supposed to go rava oklo, rub the blood off and eat it. So they are, if it's separated, if it's parish, so then you're not allowed to eat it. Shebena shinayim, but if it's still blood in your mouth, so then motzes ovei nechoshes, you're allowed to swallow. You're allowed to swallow, you're allowed to suck out blood. If you have a canker, or you have a cut in your mouth, there's no, you don't have to keep spitting out all day, because you have to be worried about the blood. That doesn't have the status of blood yet. There's not even an issa d'rabbanan there. Rashi quotes, leka t'chazile. There's no one that sees it. No one that sees it, therefore it's not a problem. The hafla, even is most of on Rashi. It's didn't nobody that, what if you have a cut on your hand? Cut on your hand. And you put your hand to your mouth. So is that a problem? So the Havla says, according to Rashi, nobody sees that dam. It's in the finger. The second that you put it to your mouth, it's not a problem. He says, what about Metzitza Bepeh? Okay, we're not going to get into the whole controversy now. But halachically, it's dam. You're allowed to be motzei sadam, because some of it might remain in the mouth. So he says the same issue. He says, if it's a din of not no ri'iyah, so then anything that goes directly, it's not on an object, so then there wouldn't be a problem, at least in terms of the isser of dam. Okay. There is, though, an interesting question brought up here by the Rishon. Tosfos discusses it, and that is, the Gemara here says beferish that the blood and the milk of a human being is not asa daraisa. How about the meat of a human being? Basar. Not that we're going to start a shul of cannibals, but chas v'shalom, but halakhically. I once heard a shir on this about 20 years ago, and the Magid shir started off by saying, let's say you're in a restaurant, and the waiter brings you a piece of treif. Is it better to eat the treif or to eat the waiter? That was how we started off the shir. Because as we will see, the question is not so simple. Tosfos here says, Beferish, there is no Isser Daraisa of Bsar Adam. No Isser Daraisa. Says Tosfos, that he quotes other midrashim about the 10th line of Tosfos, Yachol, Demati Lemute Chol Basar V'dam, Kula Michad Kra, your Motzi Basar also. According to Tosfos, a number of places, there is no Isser Daraisa of eating human flesh. Rachmana Litzlan, but there's no Isser Daraisa. The Rambam holds otherwise. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, he says, Adam afal pi, that a person is called a nefesh chaya, he's not a chaya. Eino nechlal bechlal mine chayos ba'alas parsa. Lefichach eino belos aseh. There is no Isser Daraisa for the Rambam either, but there's an Isser Aseh. The Rambam at least has an Isser Aseh. V'ha ochel mi b'sar ha'adam o mechelbo bein min ha'chay bein min ha'meis eino loke. There's no Malkus, there's no Isser Daraisa. Aval aser hu ba'aseh. It's an Isser Aseh. Where? The Rambam seems to make up his own drasha. He might have a source, but the Nosei Kelim wonder this. They don't know where this Rambam, the drasha comes from. The Rambam says, it says by the chayos, Zos ha'chaya asher tochlu. This chaya you should eat, but anything else you're not allowed to eat. So it's an Isser Aseh. V'lava ba'mechlal aseh aseh. So machlokas Rambam and Tosfos, whether there's any smack of a daraisa by eating psar of the adam. The Ravid notes that our Gemara doesn't seem to say that. The Ravid seems to hold like Tosfos. The Ravid says, where did the Rambam get it from? The Ritva as well, he quotes this discussion, and he just says, Lamaisa, when are you going to be able to eat it? When are you going to be able to eat it? When they're alive, when a human is alive, there's an Isser of Eivir Menachai, which is a machlokas Rishonim, whether Eivir Menachai applies to humans. The Ritva assumes yes. When they're alive, they're Menachai. When they're dead, there's an Isser on Avram Amis. So either way, they're never Lamaisa gonna be able to. There's always gonna be some other Isser. So fine, per se, there's not gonna be an Isser of Besar Adam. But says the Ritva, there's always going to be another Isser. Because you never find anything that you're allowed to eat. What Eivir Menachai, that's the quotes on the bottom. The Ramban does not hold that way. But he says, you have to say it's Isser. There's only a special makar that fish can be eaten without Shechita. Special din of Asifa. Where else do you find that? Where else do you find that? So therefore he says, Mipi Rabbeinu Zeh Barur, there's an Isser Hanai after he dies. So you learn that from Megla Rufa. There's an Isser during Eivir Menachai. So Lamaisa is never going to come up. But either way, even in Lamdus at least, though, the Ritva admits that per se, Besar Adam, he agrees with Tosfos. He just says Lamaisa is never going to come up. The Isser Hana from a mace, does it apply to a guy? So that might be an afkamina. There's no Mrs. Kfura by, except Mishim Eva. Mrs. Kfura applies to Jews. But you're right, the Isser Hana, right, that's the whole heter of going to medical school, right? Because you could assume the cadavers are non-Jewish. I had a shiloh a couple years ago. One of my talmidim was in medical school, and he called me up. He said he was in the middle of dissecting his cadaver, and they took out the person had dentures, and they took out the dentures, and there was a name on the dentures. It was like some Jewish name, Stern Goldberg. So he asked the teacher, "What?" So the big shaila was, could you assume that they were always his dentures? Maybe that was the name of the dentist. Maybe somebody else had a dentures beforehand. It was a whole shaila, but he got swished. Actually, it was a brother and somebody in the shul asked me the question, but he said, but he got swished in the end to a different cadaver. But usually, Rov in this country are non-Jewish. That's why you don't have to worry about it. But that was a comes up l'maisa. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, there's a lot on this daf, but we'll have to cover as much as we can. Amar Mar, Rabbi Shua Omar, Afilo Arba V'Chamishonim. Rabbi Shua says, baby can nurse even for 4 or 5 years. The Hatanya, we have a different brisa with a different shiur Rabbi Shua gives. Rabbi Shua Omar, Afilo Chavilas Okseifav. Even if he has a knapsack on. A knapsack on. So what, isn't that older? So the Gemara says, no. Wait, a 2-year-old can take a knapsack. It's the same shear. Say, but there's no stira. Amr of Yosef al Rabbi Yeshua, and that's what we paskin. That you don't have to stop at 2 years old if the baby still wants to nurse a little bit. Tanya, Rabbi Marinos Omer, Goneach Yonek Chalav Shabbos. A Goneach. What's a Goneach? So Rashi says here and elsewhere seems to be saying. Rashi says Hamiyalo Mikeev Libo. Sounds like a heart attack. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Cave lave. Heartburn. Right? Cave lave? Either way, it sounds like something serious. Tosfos, though, Beferish points out in Goneach, it can't be a Chol HaSheyish Bo Sakana, because then you can do anything. You can be Mechal any Averis for a Chol HaSheyish Bo Sakana. Tosfos says this must be talking about at least the second level of Choli down. A Chol HaSheyin Bo Sakana, meaning you're sick, but your life is not in danger. So says the Rebbe Marinus, you're allowed, that type of Chola is allowed to nurse, directly from a goat. From a goat is a kosher animal, you're allowed to do that directly on Shabbos. You could go over to the goat if you need that to for your sickness. You're allowed to do that directly on Shabbos. My time, a while, let's finish up. Because yonek mefari kalachar yad. Because nursing or milking a cow, a goat on Shabbos is the isser of mefarik, some type of separating. Like five different shitas in the Rishonim, what av malacha mefarik is. Rashi here says mefarik is dush. Dush is threshing, just like if you squeeze a fruit on Shabbos, that's the malacha of threshing. So too, if you milk a cow, it's milk a goat, the malacha is threshing. So mefarik is an isser, but if you do it directly, if you milk the cow by sucking the udder, so that's doing it in an unusual manner, that's a shinoi, that's an isser drabanan, v'makam sarah l'gaz rabanan. And here he's in pain. So lo gazer berabanan. So a little smach to tosfos also. It's not b'makam sakana. B'makam sar lo gazer abanan. He's in pain, and therefore he's allowed to do this. As I mentioned, what is the malacha mefarik? Rashi here says dush. There are other opinions, and they're shown him. The Rashba in Shabbos, that's a fascinating one, he says it's borer. Because the animal is treif. Can't eat the animal while it's alive. It's Eber Menachai. So it's ocham itav psoles. Ocham itav psoles, and therefore you're using a kli, biyad, it gets into the whole. But that's what the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos, who says it's borer. There are other opinions also. Tosfos of Shabbos says it's mamachik. Maybe you're smoothing out the udder when you're nursing from it. The way Rashi here says it's dush. Okay, so that's Rabbi Marinus. So you can nurse directly. It's mafari kalachar yad and makam salo gazabir abanan. Amar of Yosef, halacha Rabbi Marinus, we paskin like Rabbi Marinus. We mentioned in the past that there are four categories of cholim when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos. Chol sheyesh bo sakana, right? Life-threatening danger, do anything. Violate any isurim. The next level down is a chol sheein bo sakana. Second category, somebody whose life is not in danger, but a lot of things that fit into this category. Somebody who has to go to bed. They can't sit at the Shabbos table. That's a cholish ein basakana. Somebody who has severe pain in one of, a severe toothache. Severe earache. So that's also cholish ein basakana. So anybody who's in this category could do certain things. They could ask a guy to do any malacha daraisa. And Amir la'akim is mutter. Somebody's in that kind of pain, you could ask a guy to go to the pharmacy for you to get your medicine. That's second level down. Then the third level down is choli b'miksas, and then mechush ba'alma. So we talk about mechush ba'alma, that's those two have the gzeira of shechikas samanim. You can't take medicine, it has to be for some type of choli. There is, though, a discussion in the Rishonim for that second category, chol she'ein bo sakana. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos b'feirish, Amir la'akim is mutter. What about other drabanans? You're allowed to violate shvusim b'makam chol she'ein bo sakana. So generally, we assume yes. We assume you're allowed to violate a drabanan for a chol she'ein bo sakana. For example, you can take medicine. Taking medicine is a gzeira drabanan. You're allowed to take medicine if you're in that category. If you can't sit at the Shabbos table, you can take Tylenol. Right? That's a chol she'ein bo sakana. What about a malacha d'oraisa that's just done b'shinui? That's kind of a weaker kind of drabanan. So is that allowed to be done for a chol she'ein bo sakana? So the Ron says, it sounds like from our Gemara, yes. Our Gemara is a malacha d'oraisa, b'fari kalachar yad for a chol she'ein bo sakana. So the Ran says, it seems to be mutter. So the Ran though says, though, maybe it's not so clear. Why? Because maybe here there's no other choice. If you have the choice of asking a goy, you're doing something else, fine. But maybe in a chinami, if you're a hoshein basakon and you don't have a brera, you don't have a choice, so then maybe it's mutter. Then you can even do a malacha daraisa b'shinoi, which again turns out to be a derabanan. But that is not the highest ideal in this category, but it's mutter, says the Ran, if you don't have any other choice. And Rabbi Yosef is halacha ramarinis. Halacha is like ramarinis.
This is very
klach hayad. Are there different levels of shinoi? Once you say something is shinoi, it's shinoi. I don't think you have to do it more b'shinoi. You have to use your left pinky of your left hand.
I don't know, but this is so abnormal.
It's very abnormal. You might say something is not the malacha at all. But here it is. Sometimes you would say, in certain malachas, we say, shinoi takes away the source of malacha totally. We spoke about it by lush a little bit. Sometimes the shinoi would take away the source of malacha and it's totally mutter. But here we don't see, most malachas, we say, no, shinoi brings it down to a drabana. Milk into a cup. Actually, I also just had that challenge on Friday. Milk into a cup is also usser. But let's say a woman just had a baby. She wants to express milk. She's in pain. Let's say the baby, she wants to keep the milk up, and the baby's not nursing so much, but she wants to keep the milk flow up. So the halacha is she's allowed to nurse, she's allowed to express the milk, but lachachila, she should put soap into the bottom of the bottle. So right when it comes out, it's holichli ibud, and it automatically, it's not productive, and therefore that's not the malacha. So in this case, if he's in Sar, it's better not to. Putting it into a cup, that's the malacha d'araisa already, even if you're going to drink it afterwards. That's why you go directly from the udder. Rabbi Chanan also points out here, then we'll move on, that remember, shinui is something that's specific to Hilchos Shabbos, but we do find it in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kila'achar Yad is a concept that comes up outside of Hilchos Shabbos as well. Like Ksivas HaGet. You're supposed to write the get with your right hand. So the get with your right hand, the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Yevet, if you didn't, but the Rabbi Chanan says, you should know, Eino din miyuchad b'isurei Shabbos, Elakein b'chol Torah Kula, shelo nemru el kafid derech haragil. If you eat something, shelo kederech. Right? That's also not the regular way. If you get something IV, is that considered a fast eating on Yom Kippur? Right? So some have the question, oh, I want to lachachila put an IV on before Yom Kippur. So generally we say that's not, no, IV is itself a sakana. You have a hetter to eat, you have a hetter to eat. But in general, shelo kederech is something that also appears outside of Hilchos Shabbos. It's unique to Hilchos Shabbos because of Melechas Machsheves, that the Melechas Shabbos has to be thought out work. But we should remember that it's a concept that appears outside of Hilchos Shabbos as well. Okay, Tanya, Nachamish Galya Omer. So once we're talking about statements and saying who the halacha is like, we add in this one. Sinah Sha'olah Bo Kishkesin. Let's say you have what we would call a gutter. You have a gutter on top of your house and it gets clogged up on Shabbos. And because it's clogged up, it's dripping, leaking into your house. What's the problem? The problem is that maybe it's so clogged that when I would fix it and I take the leaves out, it would be tikkun mana. It would be fixing, creating a pipe. It's so, let's say it has clumps of dirt, and it's not like what we have today, metal pipes. It was made, the whole things were made of dirt and earthenware. So now the whole thing is dirt and leaves. So how do you get rid of that on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, and we paskin this way, you could kick it with your foot. You could do it in an unusual way, and it doesn't even look like you're doing it. It's bitzina, ve'inochoshesh, you don't have to be worried. Why? Is it mutter? My taima, again, misakin kalachar yadu, it's an unusual way. Makam seidel agaz be'erbanan. Shinoi, right? Doing it b'shinoi is mukher b'makam hefsin meruba, right? Your whole house is getting flooded. So therefore, you're allowed to do it in this case. Amar Yosef, halacha g'nachem ish galya, the halacha is like nachem ish galya. Again, this is quoted, lahalacha, in terms of what? In terms of plunging toilets on Shabbos. Let's say your bathroom gets stuffed. Your bathroom gets stuffed. So you allowed to plunge it. So there are a number of reasons that it was supposed to say, oh, this Gemara says it's mutter. But you have to do it in an unusual way. You got to use your left hand. So the posuk say, no, there are even more tzadim laheter here. First of all, the fact that it's stuffed, so does that mean it's not a toilet anymore? No, it's a toilet that's stuffed. In those days, fine, the whole thing is not called a gutter anymore. It's totally stuffed with dirt. But here the pipes are perfect. It's an ikuv. Number one. Number two, another way is what Rav Ribiat likes to talk about a number of times, and that is derech tashmisho. This is just part of the normal mode of usage that of the bathroom, just like we've spoken about. If you have a hole in the wall and you put a piece of plywood there, that's bone on Shabbos. But opening the door and closing the door, that's also closing a hole in the wall. That's mutter. Why? Derech tashmisho, that's the normal mode of usage of an item. Opening, closing, so here too is the normal mode of usage of the toilet. If it needs a professional tool to fix it, maybe the post can say, maybe you should try to use a different bathroom then. But again, if it's just the regular, tool, plunger that any non-umnin, right, any balabas could use, so then we say that's not something with expertise, and it would be mutter. Yeah. Cover the brias also, right? That's assuming you have another bathroom. Right. Does it always become clogged, or once in a while? No, I think by definition, once you say derech tashmisho applies, I think it's a low plug in bathrooms. Yeah.
Clog before Shabbos.
So why didn't you get to it? Because you ran out of time.
Yeah.
It'll be mutter. You weren't mechavin malachto l'Shabbos, right? Like we have the concept of Chol HaMoed. You just didn't get to it. You should try to do it beforehand. Okay. Weiter. Two dots towards the bottom. Pirush l'achar esrim Rabbi Chodesh v'chazak yonik shekets. The kama. So how long? So Rabbi Yeshua said that you could have even more than 2 years old. But if you take a break in the middle, if the baby takes a break, then he can't return. So how long of a break is a break? The kama. Amar of Yehuda bar Chaviv Amar Shmuel Shloshi Yamim. 3 days. Igad Amar Tanur of Yehuda bar Chaviv Amar Shmuel Shloshi Yamim. 3 days is the break. Remember we said before, this is only if he does it when he's healthy. Tanur Abadon. Minekesh Shemes Baila Betoch Esrim Var Balachodesh. Let's say a woman who had a baby, her husband died within 2 years of when her baby was born. So says the Gemara, there's an Issa Durabanan for her to get married very soon. Harezilo Tisaris, Votinase, Ad Esrim Barba Chodesh, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says she has to wait 2 years from when the baby's born in order to get married. Why? Because, as the Gemara mentioned, that if she becomes pregnant from her new husband, so then she's going to lose her milk. They didn't have so many substitutes in those days, and therefore we don't want her to become pregnant yet. So we say 2 years before you can get married after you have a baby. Sorry? So we're going to get to Erison a little later. Even Nisuin was the Lotis Aris Lotinase. So that's the, maybe Erison Otto Nisuin, we discussed in Mesechus Yivamas. Rabbi Yehuda Mate Bishnamana Ashachodesh. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, 18 months is enough. Year and a half. You don't need 24 months, even 18 months. Right? It's enough for the baby, Rashi says, to nurse 18 months. Rabbi Nasim Bar Yosef, Heinin Diver Beishamai, Heinin Diver Beisilo. Beishamai Beisilo, same parallel Machlokas. Beishamai Omer Mesrim Barba Chodesh, Beisilo Omer Shmona Ashachodesh. 18 and 24. Amr Shibbe Gamliel, Ani Achria. I will be Machria. Ani Achria always means I'm going to take a middle position. That's what Achria means in the Gemara. Ani Achria. Meaning, and here it's going to mean I'm going to modify both of their opinions. On the side it has a girsa of Afarish. According to the one who says 24 months, he really means you can get married after 21. It takes 3 months for her to lose her milk. So even if she'd get pregnant right away, maybe a Rishona, still there'll be 3 months of milk. So really, the Mandarma that says 24 really holds 21. And according to the one that says 18, really, it's 15. Because, really, only after the first trimester, we would say, does she lose her milk. So therefore, the person can get married even 3 months earlier than what was stated. Amar Ula, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who said 18, the Amar Mar Ukva, and Mar Ukva said, Lihit Rabbi Chanina Lasei Slachar Chamisha Asachodesh. Rabbi Ukva says, yeah, and Rabbi Chanina, let me get married after 15 months, which is the modified Rabbi Yehuda of the 18. Period. Arise Dabaya Asalakami Dabaya, the Aris, the sharecropper of Abaya, once came to Abaya. Amar Le Mali Aris Bechamisha Asachodesh, can I get married after 15 months? Amar Le, sure. Number one, Chadad Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the rule. Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, we had yesterday and the day before, Halacha is like our mayor, Bigzerosav. That's Akasha, isn't this a Gzera? What do you mean it's like our mayor? So maybe there are rules that override that. There are different rules of Psak. So maybe when Rameir is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, we go like Rabbi Yehuda, even by a Gzerosav of Rabbi Meir. Or you might say that this is, what's this Gzera Atu? Usually they have a Gzera Atu, a Daraisa that you might violate. Here, what's the gzera for the good of the child? So maybe it's not like a regular gzerosav. So either way, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda here. The ode says Abaya. Abaya says there's another reason why it's mutter. Beishamah Beisil, Achak Beisilel. If that's another reason, Beisilel overrides Rameir Begzerosav. The Amar Ula Halachah Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Marukva, and Marukva also said Lihit Rabbi Chanina Lasis Lachah Chamisha Asar Chodesh. Rabbi Chanina says that Marukva allowed me to get married after 15 months. Kol Shekin to At Li Ares. Surely you want to have Erisin? Sure. So Abaya says for 5 different reasons, you know, it's mutter. And then all of a sudden, in Kiyasla Kamei Rabbi Yosef, when Abaya was visiting his Rebbe, he went in front of Rabbi Yosef, Amar Le, Rabbi Yosef said, by the way, that's not the halacha. He brought up the discussion, maybe he didn't tell him that he had paskin the other way, but he brought it up and he says, Rav Shmuel Dami Chavayel Chichaladin Esrim Arba Chodesh. No, you gotta wait 24 months. Chus Biyam Shinol Arbo, Chus Biyam Shinasar Sabo. You gotta wait 24 months, excluding the day of birth and the day of the Erisin. So Abaya says, my Rebbe paskin the other way. Rod Basri Tlasa Parsi. So Abaya ran after ran after him to try to find the person to give the heter to. Three parsos, v'amalei parsa b'chala, maybe three parsos in the sand. It's even harder to run in sand. V'lo adrochei, and he couldn't catch up to the person. Meaning, and he gave the incorrect psak according to his opinion. Amar Abaya, so Abaya then said to himself, that which the rabbi said, that even an egg in milk, a person should have paskin about, meaning something very simple. I understand now, it's not just because it looks like chutzpah, that you're not allowed to paskin, but makam rabo. No, because you're going to paskin wrong. It's not just chutzpah. You're going to paskin wrong. Because if your Rebbe's there, maybe you'll be scared. Maybe you want to be in the proper frame of mind. So, lameimra, because look what happened. I learned from Rav and Shmuel. I learned about Rav and Shmuel. I knew that. But I still messed up, says Abaya. So, therefore, I understand that the Isra of Mora Halacha B'Bakam Rabo is not just chutzpah, but it is that you're going to be wrong. Tosa says, Bignaf Kamina, could the Rebbe be mochel? If it's just an issue of chutzpah, the Rebbe can be mochel. But if it's not an issue of chutzpah, then the Rebbe cannot be mochel. This is a big discussion we discussed in Masechah Sanhedrin a number of years ago when we did that be'ion on Tuesday night. What is behind the Isser of paskin b'makom rabo? A number of nafkaminas. Could the Rebbe be mochel? The Rambam seems to say it's just an issue of kvius. If you set up a beis medrash in the same town as your Rebbe, that's a problem. Just giving a psak is not. So what's the svara for that? If it's an issue of chutzpah, maybe it shouldn't make a difference. Other nafkaminas as well. So we mentioned then that maybe besides these two ideas of chutzpah and maybe being scared of your Rebbe, maybe there's a third idea that has more of zilzul hamesorah. And that is, if there's a closer source, higher up on the shalshalas hamesorah, closer source, so to speak, to Har Sinai, you have to go to the source. That's the din of ain't poskin malakam rabo. It's a din in the mesorah, kavod hamesorah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says something similar in a sicha. He says, Shadafka she'enu mishum kavod harav bilvad el shu mevatel milas hazakenim sheliyish l'klal Yisrael ein lo l'rav limchol l'mishahor alach l'fanav. It's a din of kavod hamesorah. If the kavod is something more general, so then even something simple you might say that there's no chance of making a mistake. You can't paskin. Either way, we don't have time to go into it now, but that was something we discussed then. Could listen to the shiur, Tuesday night shiur from Sanhedrin a number of years ago. Okay, there's a machlokas, and then we'll continue on top. What does it mean, bi'ata b'kutcha? Right, the pashas is, even an egg and milk, something so simple. So Tosfos says, quotes the Arach, even an egg and milk, everybody knows that's mutter. That's not a psak. See, he said, no, it has to be a little more lumdish. If you shecht an animal, and you find complete eggs inside the animal, so is that fleishik? They didn't come out. Interesting, ever think about it? An animal is fleishik, but once the egg comes out, it's parif. Right, eggs are parif. So when did it go from bisari to parif? So what happens if you shecht an animal and you find whole eggs? If you find eggs that are not whole, then it's part of the animal. But whole eggs, so that's what the chiddush is. That's the halacha that's simple, but not so simple. That's what the Aruch says, b'yata b'kudcha is. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So we said there's an Issa Rabbanan to get married, right, within 2 years, or within 18 months. Nasa bar l'minekes, olo gamalto. What if a woman gives her child to a nursemaid? Meaning she's not nursing, or she weans him, omeis, or the baby dies. Muteras nasa miyad. Then the gzera doesn't apply, because there's no issue of the saving the milk. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Savra Lamevet, Uvta Kiyamas, Nisa, they were about to paskin this way. Amr Lahuz, so he safta, and an old lady said to them, but did he have Yovta? But Asli Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said it's Asr. So what, the baby died. Slow plug. Ain't he? Rav Nachman really did this? But Rav Nachman, Sharlahu, Lebe Reish Galusa, didn't Rav Nachman allow the Reish Galusa women to get married again after they gave away their babies? So Shana Be Reish Galusa, Delo Hajibihu. No, the Reish Galusa women were very strong-hearted, and nobody would start up with them to try to give back the babies to them. So, for sure, once they gave up their babies, they're not nursing again. So that's why he allowed it there, but otherwise he would say no. Amalu Rav Papi Vatum Motizbra? You, without the story of Rav Nachman, you would say that the Gzerah doesn't apply? What do you mean? There's a low plug. Mehadatanya, the following Brisa. This Brisa is in general about getting married right after getting divorced or after the husband dies. Harish Aisa, Reduva Leiloch Beisaviyah. The woman is always in her father's house, meaning she was never with her husband. Oshaya Lakas Beisabayla, or she was angry with her husband, and therefore you know they weren't together for a couple of months. Oshaya Baila Chavish Beisasurim, the husband was in jail. Oshaya Baila Chavish Beisayama, the husband went away on a trip. Oshaya Baila Zaki, no Chola, or he was old, elder, or sick, Oshaisa Akara, Vizakena, Islandis Victana, or one of them was infertile or old, Vamapelasakami says Baila, or she had a miscarriage 2 weeks after her husband died, Vishina really late, or somebody who's all these women who you know are not pregnant. All these women you know are not pregnant. And yet, Kulan sprinkles nandan shlosha chadashin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir still says the mitzvah of havchana. There's an issur d'rabbanan to get married within 3 months because you want to know who the real father is. If a woman gets married right after the previous marriage and gives birth 6 months later, you're not going to know who the real father is. So you have to wait 3 months to make sure we know who the real father is. So Rameir says, that's a gzeir of low plug. Rabbi Yossi, matil arz v'nasa miyad. Rabbi Yossi says, fine, it's buddha right away, but we pass it like Rameir. V'am rabdach v'nam reshmuel, halakha k'rameir b'gzeirosav. There it is again. So you see, this just like there's a low plug here, there should be a low plug also in this similar gzeira of getting married within 2 years after having a baby. So Amri Leila Vadaitin. Oh, you're right. I didn't know. I forgot. Okay. Period. V'hilchasa meis mutar gamato aser. L'halacha we were machalik. If the baby dies, then you can get married. You can say that wasn't included in the original gzeira. Gamato aser. But if the baby's alive and you just wean the baby, so then there is still an iser to get married within 3 months. Marbar Ravashi amar afilu meis nami aser. No, Marbar Ravashi says, no, even if the baby dies, it's aser. Why? Dilma katfale. Maybe the woman is going to want to get married so badly. We live in a society today that this isn't such a crazy thing to think. It is crazy, but you listen to the news sometimes. Maybe the mother will kill the baby, so she knows if the baby dies, she can get married right away. So maybe she'll go kill the baby so she can get married. So you know what? We have to make the law. She cannot get married even if the baby dies. There was a story that a woman strangled her baby. The Gemara says, Velohi, don't bring me riots from that woman. So normal women don't do that. Oh, don't do it. So you don't have to make a gzeira for that. You don't have to be worried about that. So therefore, the halacha would be mace is mutter, and gamalta would be aser. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. By the Shem, we will continue by the Shem tomorrow. And again, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow afternoon, so Menachem will be taken over for a week, and the Meshem will pick up again when I get back. Teshia was sponsored by Zecha Nishmas. Meir Ben Yisrael.